was missing the internet. Okay, today is Baba Basra Kuf Yud. This week is sponsored by the Yasra family for Refuah Shleima for Itel Bas Esther Malka. She should have a complete and speedy recovery. Interesting Gemara right now. The Gemara was talking about Yichus. So the Gemara then says, we're in the fourth line on Kuf Yud. Amar Rava. Rava says, Hanosa Isha, someone who's looking to marry a woman. That's, at least in New York, it's still only marrying a woman. Sarich sheyivdok be'acheha. Sarich sheyivdok be'acheha. He has to check in, he has to check the potential shidduchs, check her brothers. Because the assumption is that the brothers, that your sons are going to be similar to the uncles. That's the similarity, is that the children are patterned after the maternal brothers. So where's the raya? Those who do Shnayim Mikra know where it comes from. Rashi says it there as well. Shneimar, the pasuk says in Shmos Vav, Vayikach Aaron es Elisheva bas Aminadav achos nafshon. Aaron took for a wife Elisheva, the daughter of Aminadav, and she was also the brother of Nachshon. Nachshon was a pretty good dude. He was the one who jumped into the Yamsuf. He's a pretty good guy. So Mimashma Shenemar Bas Aminadav. Once we say that Elisheva was the daughter of Aminadav, any Odesh Achos Nachshon, don't I know that she's the daughter of Nachshon? Because it says, it says in Dibrei Yom that Aminadav holy this Nachshon, and we call him Nachshon ben Aminadav. So that's kind of his name, right? So any Odesh Achos Nachshon, so Ma Tamalomer Achos Nachshon. What does it come to add by telling her that she is the sister of Nachshon? Mikan, from here, Shehanosa Isha, someone who marries a woman, Tsarich Sheyivdok Ba'acheha, has to check into the brothers. And also we're going to write, Satana, Rov Banim, most sons, Domim La'acheyaim, are similar to the mother's brother. That's what they're most similar to the mother's brother. So you have to check into your potential wife's brothers before you get married.
Okay, so he asks yesterday about Lavan.
So they ask, major question, I have to look it up. I think the Or HaChaim talks about it. How did Yitzhak marry Rivka? Okay, the other question, if it goes the other way around, how did Rachel and Leah marry Yaakov? Yeah, Esav is a brother, but Gemara doesn't talk about that. We only talk about marrying. So some say that maybe it has to be that Yaakov doesn't have no choice. Avram said you could only marry people from my house, and he had no choice. Maybe Lavan wasn't a Russia at that moment, or maybe I think the best answer might be if you have Nisim Gluyim that happened to Eliezer, what makes an edit if X, Y, and Z happens, and then X, Y, and Z happens, this is the girl for you. So maybe that overrides what looking into the brothers. It could be. Maybe Lavan wasn't such a Russia at that time. Who knows? But it's a shayla. The Mefarshim asked that on. I think the Arachayim has an arichos about. I just don't remember what he says. But there's a lot to talk about on this. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this down lahalacha in Hilchos Ishus. However, the Chachmas Adam, who is the Chaya Adam, who we learn after davening almost every day, he brings down in Hilchos Ishus Klal Kuf Chav Gimel Sif Yud. He says, Lo Yisa Adam Isha Shishma Pshum Psum Mishpacha. Don't marry anybody who has a Psum Mishpacha. But he says, V'dafka, what does that mean? That's Dafka Psum Mamzerus. She's a Mamzerus from Mamzerus. Chalala L'Chohen V'chayot Zibo. But V'chol HaMishpachas B'cheses Kashras. All Mishpachas are B'cheses Kashras until you know otherwise. Ula Olam Yishtadel Adam. You should try very hard. Lisa Bas Tamil Chacham. To marry a daughter of Tamil Chacham. Ula Hisi Bitul Tamil Chacham. Marry a daughter to a Tamil Chacham. V'yivdok v'achea, and check into the brothers, imhem yirei Hashem v'tzadikim v'lomdim. They should be yirei Hashem, they should be righteous, they should be learners. He doesn't say tamid v'chacham, though, it just says lomdim. You don't say the tamid v'chacham. It could be a guy who learns. Ki rov habanim hochem achrei achayim. Because most sons go after the uncles, right? Lo matz bas tamid v'chacham. If you don't find the bas tamid v'chacham, yisa bas mishu yirei Hashem. So at least marry someone who's yirei Hashem. Even though it doesn't learn so well. Whatever he says here, V'tov Yoser, it's much better, Misha hu Yirei Hashem, someone who's a Yirei Hashem, Apo Pisha hu Eino Min Tavi Lecha, Shehu Ama Aratz, better upon a Yir Hashem. It's better than a Talmud Chacham and a Yud Chas Mishalesh Yuchsin the Ein Yir Hashem. It's pretty obvious. Ubas Misha over Averus, the daughter of someone who does Averus, but over Al Mitzvos doesn't do Mitzvos. Afa Pisha Einu Osel Hachis, even though he's not a Mumel Hachis, he just does Averus. Who Shekets? He's disgusting. Over the same Shekets, over the same number. Arur Shochid in Kol Behema. Wow, strong language. Then he says, "V'cholho nosa isha psula mishamamam." If you marry a not worthy woman or isha psula because of money, having a bunch of enemy huganim, you're going to have not good kids. He goes on, but he brings down. He's supposed to check the brother.
Just give him practical information. Okay, you're figuring. I mean, it says over there the clearest. You're not talking about somebody's a talmud chacham. It's talking about somebody's yir hashem. That means if the brother's yir hashem and he's the family that she grew up in,
right?
Family that has that places a big right. Emphasis on.
Right, so it's brought down. Roshach brings down. There's man is there. We're talking about someone who has midos. Someone who's good midos. That's not necessarily mean someone who's a talmud chacham. Someone's good midos. But it brings down. I saw here in the back here. It brings down the sefer Orchos Rabbeinu. It's brought down the name of the Kilos Yaakov, who would say that when Chazal said that you have to check the brothers, that was only said. Everything is perfect in the neighborhood, so therefore, if there's a bad brother, then muchach sheyish ezer shorish rabbi mishpacha. But b'zman hazeh, we're surrounded by shmos. He says, then it could be outside influences that are causing this to the brother. So you don't have to worry so much. That's what he says. There's a lot brought down. The Satmar Rebbe apparently had a lot to say about this. And basically, he says, you know, you have to look into the brothers, but you look into the girl too. It's not only look at the brothers; you have to look at the girl too. If she's a good girl, and others say also, let's say there are multiple brothers, and one brother's not good, and the other brothers are good. So who says look at the bad brother? Look at the good brother. You know, so it's not the.
The idea is still the same. What happens in a family is generally
right. So. I think to me the best was look at Rav Shach and look at the, like you said, look at the midos. Not everybody is a talmud chacham or worthy of being a talmud chacham, but if it's a good person, that's going to help. Okay, I'm sure there's a lot more to say about it. The shachanim can have a field day with this, but we'll go on. Okay, so now we're going back to talk about Yonasan, who was the kohen for Pesel Micha. So in the beginning. And even though the story, like we mentioned yesterday, even though the story takes place in Perek Yud-Ches of Shoftim, it's understood that it took place in the beginning, towards the beginning. So in the beginning of the Yimei HaShoftim, so Shevet Dan didn't have its Nachla like they were supposed to have. They were from the south, they were in the north, they didn't have their Nachla yet. So they sent five people to find a Nachla. So when they came close to the house of Micha, they heard Yonasan speaking with a person, and they recognized his voice, and they said to him, Vayasuru Sham, they went to his house, Vayomrlo, and the Anshe Dun said to Yonasan, Mi heviyacha halom, uma'ata oseba ze, umalachapo. Who brought you here? What are you doing here? And what business do you have here? Three phrases that they said to him. So, Gemara says that with these three questions, they're being trying to give Musar to Yonasan based on the fact that he's from Zerah Moshe. So Amru Lo, they said to him, Lav mi Moshe ka'asis, don't you come from Moshe's tiksiv, when it says to him by the snet, it says, Al tikrav halom, don't come near, so that goes, Mi hevicha halom, they're referring to that pasuk. And then it says, Lav mi Moshe ka'asis, don't you come from Moshe's tiksiv bay, when he was sent to redeem, they said, Ma ze biyadecha, you know, the word ze, and they said also, Ma ta oseh bazeh, using that word, the ze there was, is reference to Moshe. Lav mi Moshe ka'asis, are you not from Moshe, the Ksiv, in Devarim, after Matan Torah, v'ata you po amor imadi, stay here with me. So you, and it says Masa and Malcha po, same verse, so they said, you come from this Yichus, from Moshe, Tasa Kohen, Avodah Zarah, you're going to be a Kohen for Avodah Zarah? What are you doing? So he answers, Amr Lehen, Yonasan says back to them, Kach mikublon, and it's very hard to understand this, Kach mikublani mi beis abi ava. This is I have a mesorah from my grandfather. La olam yaskir adam atzma lavodah zarah va'al yitzdarach lebrios. I'm very poor, I need money. I have a kabbalah that it's better to go to and work with avodah zarah than live off of tzedakah. Very, very hard avamina. What do you mean? Avodah zarah is yahar v'yavor. So he has a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu that it's better to do Avodah Zarah than to be poor. You're supposed to die. You're supposed to kill yourself if you to do before Avodah Zarah. So yeah, it's better to be poor than to do Avodah Zarah. Let's see what the Habamina was. Right? Therefore, he says, I'm being a Kohen there just for Parnassah. I don't really believe in it. I'm just doing it for Parnassah purposes. You know, I don't, you have a lot of people who say that. It's for business. I need it for business purposes. The Heter for business. People sell, and you know, a lot of people, they deal with non-kosher stuff, and they say it's for business. So the Behusava, the Gemara says, this Habamina was, Behusava, that when Moshe said this, it's La Avodah Zarah Mamish. That you can work for Mamish Avodah Zarah so long as you don't have Kavana for it, that you don't believe in it. Belohi, but that's not really the case. Belohi, Ella Avodah Zarah means, in this case, Avodah Shazaralo. Work that is foreign to you. Not Avodah Zarah, but Avodah Shazaralo. Meaning, even if you're an important person and it's better to do work, menial jobs, menial tasks, than to support yourself from community funds. Like Rav says to Rav Kahana, Nitosh nivelta bishuka bishukol agra. Take the nevela, skin the nevela in the shuk in front of all the people and get schar for the skins. The lo tema gabaraba on the zilbe milson. Don't say you're such a great person and it's a zilzal. Don't say that it's such a adam chashuv and it's a zilzal for me to do work. You need the money. Go do some work, even if you see it's menial. So the first question they ask is, how is he dealing with nevelas? He's not allowed to deal with nevelas. So you say, no, we're dealing with over. You're not allowed. You're not with nevelas and treves. Not allowed. So you're dealing with kosher animals that became a nevela. So you skin it. So Rashbam has a great lashon here. I'm gonna find it now. Right, the first wide line, Betol Agra, Klomar, Hifshitina Bishar Bishukul Ein Kol. You should skin it and do a little work in front of everybody in the Shuk. The Ein Klan Chilul Hashem Klal. There's no Chilul Hashem. There's no Chilul Hashem if you're going to do this work in front of everybody. The Lo Karina Bey Masni Avo Most, the Darshin Le Masech HaShabbos, Betam Echavim Sheyesh Rav Abigdo, that he can't go out with a certain, in Shabbos, that he goes out with, he can't go out with a certain stain on his clothing because it's a zilzal. This isn't a zilzal. Because why? Aval lasos malachol is parnes ain't kan gnai. To work and make a parnasa, there's no gnai. It's no matter what you do to make a parnasa, there's no shame in working. Says the Rashbam. So some say that this is the source of the Rambam. And the Rambam says that you're not supposed to, a Talmud, guy who's learning is not supposed to take money from community funds. They say that the source is from over here because he says you're not supposed to. So it goes into the whole Kohel discussion, and not for now, but the Rashbam's line is a great line. Lasos malachol is parnas ain't kan gnai. There's no gnai. There's no working is not a bad thing, according to this, to make a parnasa. As long as you're doing something that's mutter. You know, the Avodah Zarah is not what's supposed to be done. Okay, so right, so it's my focus in the Ram. I think the Beis Yosef says you can learn and be supported. The Mishmos says and the Tashmos, it's a lot of the Rishonim argue on the Rambam on that. And others say, I think Moshe, others say that you know, not everyone is the Rambam who can be a doctor and learn and do all that stuff. Whatever. So that's an old machlokas. Okay, so now we're going back to talk about Yonasan. Kevan Shera'a David Shamamul Chavivalov. Somehow, and the Rashbam brings down to Yerushalmi, somehow, Yonasan, who was the grandson of Moshe, lived all the way to the days of David. He married an Arichas Yomim. So the Rashbam brings down to Yerushalmi that says that the reason why he married an Arichas Yomim is because when people came to give the Avodah Zarah, they came with tzon and bakar to shech to the Pesel. And he would say, well, what do you need bringing that for? You think it's going to work? Say, well, we want to get kapara from the God, right? So the lowercase God. He says, you know what? Forget about it. Don't bring the Avodah Zarah. Just give me some food so I can eat. And I'll daven for you. So he kept people away from the Avodah Zarah. So basically, according to that Yerushalmi, he was a pretty good guy. So because he was a good guy, so then if he's a good guy, according to that Yerushalmi, what's the raya we had yesterday that said that if you married from Benos Yisrael, you can have bad kids? He was a good guy that was Zochel Arichas Yomim all the way to David. So I don't understand how this works. Okay. So Kevan Shira David Shemamon Chavi will love Biyose, that Yonasan loved money so much that he was willing to work for Avodah Zarah for it. Me no alot atzaras. So he knew that this guy was stingy for money, so he made him sort of like the controller, the accountant for the warehouses. So he can keep track of the money. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, Ushivuel ben Gershom ben Menashe, Shvuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Menashe, we say, was Moshe Nogir al Tzoros. He was Mamuna on the storehouses. The Gemara says, Bekish Shivuel Shemo? Is Shivuel his name? Hello, Yonason Shemo. Yonason was his name. I think we see it a lot in Divrei Yamim, that people are, said yesterday also, that people are called their names based on their personalities, not what their actual name was. Right, Bekish Shivuel Shemo. Hello, Yonason Shemo. So, Amr Yochanan, so to hear, Sheshav Lakel B'chol Libo. He returned to Hashem with all his heart. I think this begs the question. If he's a Baal Tshuva, and he's such a good guy, what was the raya from yesterday that says, if you marry somebody who's not that tzaddik, parents are not tzaddik, then you're going to have bad kids? And he's a good guy. You know, someone, even a tzaddik olam, the tzaddikin can't stand in the place of a Baal Tshuva. He's a Baal Tshuva. So I think that's what the Rashbam alludes to it. He says, Sheshav Lakel B'chol Libo, he says it's in the eighth or ninth line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now he would return to Hashem because he had a lot of money. So if that's the reason why he returned to Baal Tshuva, I mean, it's just circular, then why would he zoche l'arichas yamim? Like, the whole thing is just I don't understand how, first, I don't understand how he lived till the times of David. It's a long, that means he lived through the times of Yeshua and the Shoftim and Shaul, a lot of years. Well, according to the Gemara now, we seem to know. We seem to know that he was the grandson of Moshe, who lived all the way to the times of David and Melech.
They say grandson, they don't necessarily mean...
Yeah, but they give him, they say that he's the son of Gershom, who's the son of Moshe. And then he says, Mukublani, mi beis Abi Abba. He says, from my grandfather, I have a Masorah. Gemara seems to indicate that he's the grandson. He lived a long life. Okay, he lived a long time. And the kids come home from school and tell me that, oh, you know, was held on to the Teva, so, you know... So Yonasan lived a long life also, for whatever reason. The Rashbam brings the Yerushalmi that Yerushalmi mentioned, he brings it down at the end of this Rashbam. He says that once David died, new administration, he changed the whole cabinet, and therefore he kicked out Yonasan, and then Yonasan went back to his evil ways because he needed money. Just interesting stuff with Yonasan. Okay. Back to Bava Basra. The Mishnah said that the Banim, the sons, are Yoresh the father, and they also Yarshan to the father, right? Habanim Asa'ab Nochlin Manchilin. So the Gemara says, Gemara is going to focus on the words where it says that Banim, and it doesn't mention Banos. The daughters also Yarshan the father. If there's no sons, then it comes the daughters. The daughter passes away, and she doesn't have any other family. It goes to the father also. She's also Nochlin Manchilin. So basically, the Gemara knows that the daughter... The assumption is the Gemara knows that the daughter is Yoresh and Yarshin. The question is here why it says the sons to show us that the sons come before the daughters. So the Gemara asks, Minolon, where do we know that we should be makdim the sons before the daughters? So look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam is at the end of the second wide line. Habanim Asa'av Minolon. The Habanim Kodmim Labanos. Midelo Katani Habanim Vehabanos Asa'av. But he says, "Umiyu should know, but no tzolos isur nechassim to kanes chachamim." This is the kanes chachamim, maseches ksuvos, that even if they're banim, the daughters do get something. They're not left out in the cold. They get something, to support them. So the Gemara says, "Minala." And how do we know that the sons come before the daughters? Diksev. The pasuk says, "Ish ki yamus." And the vegomer is the most important part. "Ish ki yamus uvein ein lo," when he has no sons. The Havartim es nachalasa lebitul. It's not in the Gemara, that's what the Pasuk says. And then so if there are no sons, then you give it to the daughter. Clear that first goes to the son, then goes to the daughter. So Taima, the reason why you mavi the nachal to the daughter is only because there ain't no bain. There's no son. Hayesh lo bain, had there would be a son, then bain would be called them to the daughter. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa la Abaye, or Papa says to Abaye, maybe that's not what the Pasuk's coming to teach us. Maybe the Pasuk's coming to teach us, Ema, iikab bain, leirus ben. If there's a son, then the son gets it. Ikabas, if there's a daughter and no son, Teirus Bas, then the daughter should get everything. But Ikabain Ubas, but if there's a son and a daughter, Lo Hai Leirus, Lo Hai Leirus, neither of them should be Yarshining it. That they would cancel each other out. I don't understand what that Habamina is. They would cancel each other out, according to Rav Papa. So Abai says back to Rav Papa, what are you talking about? The Elam Man Leirus. So who's going to be Yorish? There's a son and a daughter, neither of them get it. Who's going to be Yorish? Up to Bar Kasha, the Musli Reus. What, the government should take the money? Yeah. I guess they didn't have an estate tax back then. But he says, who's going to take it? The government? What are you talking about? Bar Kasha Rashbam says, Moshe Leir? Who's going to take it? The son and the daughter. And so he says, so Rav Papa answers, no, I didn't say that neither of them should get it. I meant neither of them should get the whole thing. So no hachi kamina ika beinu bas lo hybrid leivos kuleva lo high leivos kule elaki adoti. So they should split it. Who says that the son should come before? If there's no son, the daughter gets it. If there's no daughter, the son gets it. If there's both, get it. So Amalei Abaye, according to you, right? If the whole chapter is according to you, who says that both of them are equal, right? So the pasuk of the Havartem es nachalaso lebito comes to teach us that even if there's no son, the daughter gets it, right? But they're equal, so there's no difference between a son and a daughter. So the itzrich chala shmiyunin. Do we need a pasuk to tell me that the heichad lesley elachad brother yisaini lekulin nichse? Do we need a pasuk to tell me that if there's only one and not the other, the whole and they all? You're saying that they're both equal. So if they're both alive, you split it. So then logic will dictate if only one's alive, then one gets it. They're exactly the same. So now I need the havartem to teach me that if there's no son, it goes to the daughter. What's the difference? If there's no, the son and the daughter are the same thing. If one's not alive, the other one gets the whole thing. What do I need the pasuk to tell me that you pass it from one over to the other? So the Gemara, so Rapapa said, so therefore it can't be that you would have a hamim to split it. It must be that the son comes before the daughter, and that's what the pasuk comes to teach us. So Rapapa says, maybe the Dilma Hakamashman, the Bas Mami Bashirushahi. Maybe the Rabartim is where we actually learn that the daughter actually is a Basirusha. She actually would get the money. So Gemara answers, no. Hahu mivichol basir reshes nachla nafko. We already know that from a pasuk by Midbar, which says that the daughter is a kinyashin. So what's ubein ein lo? That's extra to tell us that the bein comes before the bas. So that's where we learn it from. The ha'avartem, we learn it that the bein it comes before the daughter comes. Sorry, if there's no son, then the daughter comes. But if there is a son, the son gets it, and the daughter essentially gets nothing other than the kasachamim that the Rashbam pointed out. So now the Gemara brings some extra makoros from where they may learn that you can be mocked in the bain to the bas when it comes to Yerusha. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Mahacha, he says you learn it from the Taina of the Benos Slovchad. What did they say? They said, Lama Yigara Shem Avinu Mitoch Mishpachto Ki Ein Lo Bain. Why should we not get anything and the land will be lost to our father because he doesn't have a son? So they said, Taina de Ein Lo Bain. The reason why they claimed it is because they said there was no son. Hayesh Lo Bain. If there would have been a son, right, he would get it. Which you see, the bane is kodem. The bane would be before the bas. So Gemara says, no, maybe dealing with Bino Slavchad, who the Kamir Hach, maybe that was just Bino Slavchad Havamina, right? Right? And Nitna Torah, Beniskacha Halacha. And then the Torah would come and tell us that the bane and the bas get it together. Ela Machvartek Nashina Mekar. So it makes more sense to say you learn that the bane comes from the bas, from what we said before, Ish Kiyomos who bane ain't low, then Avarta Nachlo Lebito. So not from Bnos Lovchad. Ravina Amar Mehach. Ravina says you can be Dorish it from here, because it says in Bamidbar Chavzayin, the first part of the process says, Unisatim es nachla so, the She'ero HaKarov Elav. You have to give it to his relative, we said She'ero was the father, but give it to the Karov Elav, HaKarov, right? HaKarov Karov Kodem. The closer relationship gets it first. So Gemara says, Yuman Korva the Vemi Bas. How do you know that a Bain is closer to the Bas? He said, Asha, Bain come tachos avid liyado, l'stei achuza. The son can step into the father's shoes when it comes to yiyud, you know, when it comes to marrying the amala, and when it comes to stei achuza, that if he's poded, with the stei achuza, it goes back, it doesn't go to the kohanim, like the brothers, he can be poded. So Gemara says, that's not a raya. Number one, bas la bas yadahi. A daughter is not in the parsha of yada, because a woman can't marry a woman. Right? And stei achuza nami, how do you know that the son stands instead of the father from a stei achuza? We learned it on Monday. You learn it from here to begin with. The only reason why we said that the son stands in the way instead of the father is because the son has a close relationship, because if there's a son, he knocks off Yibam. But we know if there's a daughter, you knock off Yibam also. So then the daughter should stand in the place of the... So they go to the ask, what are we talking about? The Marne Erechon says that the daughter can't do the stei achuza. So, right? No, but means with stei achuza, which means that he can be poded at the stei achuza that his father was maktish, and then the field goes back to the father in Yovel. That's what it means with stei achuza. And if you have ancestral land and you're maktish it, only the father can be poded and it comes back to you at Yovel. That's the stei achuza, not inheritance. So he says, who has that power to do that pidyon? We say only the son. Where does the son get that power from? from the fact that the son has a close relationship to the father because he knocks off Yibam. The daughter also knocks off Yibam. So the son is no closer to the father than the daughter. But where's that Rashbam that brings down that the Gemara in Erechim says? It's the Gemara in Erechim Daf Chaf Hey. Yeah, it's the middle of the line. He says Mimai lo bas mishtei achuz. It's from a different limud. There's a different limud in Erechim that is Mimai the bas. But it's just a gzeiras akasta from a different limud that a daughter is. But Misvara, the daughter is just as close to the father as the son is because she also knocks off Yibam. So the Gemara says Elamach Mata Kidoshina Meikara. It's clear that the way to learn out that the son comes before the daughter is from the pasuk we said before. Ish ki yomos ubeinim lo levartem nachlos olamas. Okay. Gemara says, "Wow, we're going to finish early." Gemara says, "V'ibay is ema mehacha." Or you can learn it from here. There's a pasuk in Vayikra, Perachavei, pasuk mem bav. Pasuk says, "V'his nachaltem osam livnechem achareichem." You should give over the Yerusha to your sons after you. So it says "v'nechem." So what should it said? It should have said "zareichem." It should have said, your progeny, your zera. "V'nechem" is specific to the sons. Right, so that's mechlal, that what? That b'neichem are nochel, v'lo b'noseichem. So Gemara says, wait a second. Whenever it says b'neichem, that only means your sons, it doesn't mean your daughters. Elamayato, when it says l'gabi mezuzah, l'man yirbu yimeichem, v'mei b'neichem. Right? So hachinami b'neichem, v'lo b'noseichem. That says to teach me that only the sons are going to, A, the sons are going to get the bracha mezuzah, or B, or the sons are the ones who are mechuyav in mezuzah. It's not true. The daughters get a bracha also. And women are also mechuyavas in mezuzah. So he says, no, bracha shani. A bracha is different. Why? Because when it comes to a bracha, everyone gets the bracha. You don't limit it. So if it says b'neichem, according to this, when it says b'neichem, you have to look at the context. If it's legabe a bracha, then b'neichem means your zera. If it's legabe a din and halacha, then maybe b'neichem would only mean your sons. And Gemara here doesn't say el machlarta kidashinim eikara. So it seems that they keep this as a potential limud. Right, because the Rashbam in Deep Maskel Bracha says if the bracha only applies to the sons, then it's a chatzi bracha, and Hashem doesn't give a chatzi bracha. But the thing is, that women, the pasuk is talking about mezuzah. Women are also mechuyavos mezuzah. I had an issue a few years ago that I spoke to Rabbi Razner about that in Shalamis they had a new class. There was a closet that they may turn into a classroom in Shalamis, but they had a new class. They had to fix the mezuzah. I had to put a mezuzah up. So the teacher, I was there, and the teacher says, oh, she needs to call a man to go put up the mezuzah. So I kind of got into it with her. What are you talking about? I said, first of all, the only person probably is the chief to put the mezuzah, maybe the people in charge of the school. The owners of the school, the shalams rent it from there, so they don't have the chiyuv. Maybe the owners of the shul put it up. If not, maybe whoever is the owner of the school has the chiyuv to put it up. But assuming that you have the chiyuv to put it up, you don't have to ask a man to put it up. You put it up, and you make the bracha, and you should make the bracha. And she was arguing with this and that. So I asked Rabbi Razner, I said, what's she supposed to do? He goes, no, she should put it up. It's her chiyuv to put it up. She didn't listen, and then Rabbi Razner came to speak. Speak in the class, and she asked him to put it up, and she asked him to make the bracha, and he made the bracha without Shem Hashem, because he said it's not his chiyuv, it's her chiyuv. He wanted her to make the bracha, and she got all upset, and my daughters got upset at me for getting their teacher upset. But whatever, Rabbi Raza told my daughter that I was right, that she should have been putting up the mezuzah with the bracha, and Rabbi Raza only did it with the bracha, without Shem Hashem. I guess he didn't want to start a fight, but in the end, it did. Anyway, okay. Women, I mean, I said, if you have women, a couple of single girls who live in an apartment on the Upper West Side, they put up a mezuzah, or they have to call the father to put up the mezuzah, they put it up. Okay. It's not even a feminist thing. They have a chiyuv to have a mezuzah. Okay. We'll go one more. Ba'achem min ha'av nochlim anchilim. Brothers, paternal brothers, right? Paternal uncles, right? Are also yoresh and manchil. Right. Paternal brothers. Achem min ha'av. Minalon. So what do we know? That paternal brothers are yorish and not maternal brothers. You have to have the same father. Amar Rava Asya Achva Achva Bnei Yaakov. So Gzeira Shavu of Achva Achva from Bnei Yaakov, because when it says Bnei Yaakov, it says there by Yomru, they said to Yosef, Shnei Masara Vadecha Achim Anachnu Bnei Ish Echad. We're all brothers from one father, making it clear that they're not brothers from the same mother, right? But nevertheless, and also it says by the Nachala, it says, Nusatem Es Nachalaso Le'echav. So Achim, Achim, just like they're Achim over there from one father, so to Achim over here has to be from the father. Malo halo and mina av lo mina aim. Afka mina av lo mina aim. So to here, it's brothers from the father and not brothers from the mother. So the Gemara says, wait, the lamali, why do I need this Gzeir Shava? If you learn it out, mi mishpachto, the yorish so. We've been saying the past few days, it's mishpachto. Mishpachas av kri mishpacha, mishpachas aim, ain't a kri mishpacha, the inyon Yerusha. So what do you need the Gzeir Shava for? So Gemara says, ain't a chanami, you're right. We don't need the Gzeir Shava. The Chi Itmar Rabba. So what did Rabba use the Gzeir Shava for? He said, the Inyan Yibam Itmar. He only learned the Gzeir Shava to teach us Yibam, meaning that only paternal brothers can be Miyavim, but maternal brothers are not in the Parsha of Yibam. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, but no slope cut. They're probably more. That's a good, it's an Usher Weiss question. That's a good, yeah, you're right. I mean, certain things, but I think the Nischasa Chadashim from in B'no Slavkot, that just knocked off. It wasn't necessarily that's where we learn it from. In the end, we said, we mechvarta kidrashinu meikara. We knocked it off.
No, but that you have an idea of it's a right.
There's certain mitzvot that are repeated again after Matan Torah. Get another repeat again. Bris Milah is repeated again. You're right. I don't know about that. It's a good point. All right. Have a good day.